Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, FWWC. This is the FWWC tonight with your hostess, Hardcore Sis, and alongside me, your host, Marcus Mayhem. Good evening, Marcus. How you doing?
FWWC, it is so good to be back. I mean, I apologize for my absence and the trash you guys had to deal with last week with Professor Crapel trying to take over the show. But have no fear, the great one is back.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you are back, Marcus. But I would like to thank Heel Deal for filling in for you. He did an awesome job last week, and Lord knows he came in just in time to save us from the great, you know, that great mischief that we had going on. So thank you again, you know, Heel Deal, and thank you for filling in, and you did an awesome job.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from my tag team partner, La Familia Brother. So Heel Deal, props for holding it down for your boy while he was out for the week. Hardcore Sis, I think it's time to get into some matches.
Yeah, you know, first I'd like to say, you know, to everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. And, of course, we're on a new time and a new day now. Instead of Monday night, we are now going to be on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Central Time. So thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will join us every week at this time. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee, and they are always awesome, and they have moved their show to Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, so be sure to catch them. And this week coming up at 7:30, they have DJ Hyde, the owner of CZW Wrestling, and of course, don't forget, at 8 o'clock, the FWWC gets their time allotment. So it should be a great show this week. And I'm looking forward to it. And I hope all of you will join them as well. And FWWCers, be sure you call in and let Joe and Renee know that we're here and what we have to say about the greatest fantasy wrestling group of all time. Now, like you said, Marcus, we have a lot of matches to go over tonight. We have two nights of matches this time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of action going on, a lot of implications heading into Universe Mania 4, which will be quickly approaching April 4th. So those who haven't bought your tickets yet, I'm telling you guys, you're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be big time. All your favorite superstars, local wrestlers, everyone's going to be there. So make sure you guys get on that. But we're going to get into some action from yesterday on Monday Night Raw. Now, we're going to go into a red match, Hardcore Sis. What do you have up on the list?
Well, you know, let's get started with one of the big matches there. We had, you know, we had one that was called an, they call that an upstart city match, the Saint versus Big T. Now, that one did end in a toss. So Big T and Saint, you know, were out there, and they really took each other to the limit. And that was a really awesome match to watch. You know, the Saint is always very entertaining, whether it's doing promos or whether it's, you know, in the ring. you know, he is not only business in the ring, but sometimes he throws in a little bit of fun. And he's always interesting to watch. And Big T, he is just, he's an up-and-comer here in the FWC, and he is definitely somebody we all need to be watching out for.
Yeah, everyone was kind of surprised to see Big T stand toe-to-toe with the double champ Saint. And, you know, like I said, he's been telling everybody, hey, I'm somebody you don't need to look down on, because as long as he's been a free agent, he's been making noise. Now he's on Red Brand, and he promises he's going to be moving up to the top very quickly and taking titles on his way up. So I got to give it to Big T, man. He's backing up
what
he's saying.
He kind of came out tonight during my match. At the end of my match, he actually stepped in the ring tonight and took it out by James, which was, you know, really kind of crazy. But I do understand we have Big T on the phone. So why don't we get Big T on here and have a little chat with him. How you doing tonight, Big T?
What's going on, y'all?
Big T.
Marcus Mayhem, how you doing, brother?
It's good to be back, man. It's good to talk to someone who actually backs up what they say. It's not all about the talk, and they're all about action. That's what I like to see.
Hey, I'm glad to have you back, because last week I almost threw up on myself. But since you held your shit down, so I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, there, Big T.
Hey, I just want to cut to the chase. You know, everybody's seen what Douglas James did to Big T last night. Well, tonight, Big T upped the stakes. You know, more of the story is, I'm calling Douglas James out. He has to see Big T.
All right. See, we already got some heat going, already calling people out. Why do you want to call out Douglas James so bad?
You know, I've been minding my business. I've been, you know, I talk trash to nobody in backstage chat. I've actually been respectful, because I said I was going to come in here and earn my shot, and he wants to attack me from behind like a chicken after I beat him once.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I do know, you know, in some dealings with you, Big T, you are definitely the kind of guy that is a face-to-face kind of guy. You're definitely not a sneak attacker, and you are definitely up front. And you definitely like the respect that being face-to-face gives you. So I can understand where you're coming from.
Oh, I'm going to hurt him. I'm not going to hurt him. I'm going to put him out of action for a while. And that's just that.
Well, Big T, speaking of actions, I want to get your thoughts about Universe Mania 4 and the match between the Dark Horses versus La Familia. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm a Dark Horse. They paid me for services. So, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, you never know. I mean, it is what it is, you know. And, I mean, push comes to shove. I guess we'll see, right?
Do you think you guys even have a shot against La Familia? Because a lot of people are going to write you guys off as, you know, you guys have no shot in hell against beating us. I mean, we are the La Familia worldwide. What makes you think you guys have a shot at beating us?
I mean, let's be honest here. It takes 17 of y'all, and it's like, what, four of us now?
Barely.
I mean, you throw me in the mix, and I'm beating all 17 of y'all's ass by myself. They could sit ringside and just watch and drink a beer.
Oh, come on. Let's not start sounding like Crapel, okay? I've given you too many props for you to move out.
I'm not Crapel. I'm not Sumdunsky. I back up my words. You know that. Anybody that's faced me knows that. Why do you think Sis left the Dark Horses and trashed everybody but Big T? There's respect.
Oh, Sis.
Well, I left the Dark Horses because it was the best thing for my career. You know, when it comes to my broadcast career as well as my own personal career, for my wrestling career, it was best for me to leave the Horses because I just didn't have time to do the Horses and everything else too. And, well, unfortunately, the Horses just were not high on Sis's priority list. But as he said, you know, there is one thing. There's definitely a lot of respect between me and Big T, and I have nothing against Big T. you know, Future took my leaving the horse as personal and tried to make it all about him. And it was not about him. It had nothing to do with him. Sorry to bust his ego. But, you know, the thing of it is, Sis did what was best for Sis. And
leaving the horse
was best for Sis.
You had to do what was best for you, and that's respect.
Exactly.
That's all.
And
I'll say this too. Arden Murphy was a very smart man for drafting Big T. Now let's cut to the chase. Corbin Slater fucked up. He has no balls, because if he was smart, he would have gambled on Big T.
Well, we'll get into Arden Murphy later.
I'm just calling it like it is. He was very smart.
We appreciate you coming on tonight. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the FWWC universe tonight before you leave?
Yeah. I've arrived on the red brand, and my time is coming. I will be Universal Champ and headlining Universe Mania 5 next year. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Well, thank you there.
You're welcome. Marcus
Mania? Marcus,
have a good night, brother.
All right. Deuces, man.
Big T. Now, Marcus, before we go on, let's clear up one little thing in case anybody out there is wondering. You know, we are just 6 days away from Universe Mania. Now, what that means, folks, some people are saying 12, some are saying 6. No, Universe Mania is not just one day. It is a whole week. And from the beginning of the week of Universe Mania, we are only 6 days away. 6 days, folks. And it's going to be a wonderful week. And we hope everybody comes out for that week and enjoys themselves immensely.
This week's going to be lit, I'm telling you. I mean, when you got La Familia, you got Marcus Mayhem, and especially got the Saviors of Funk, all in one week, all in one building, I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. I can't wait.
Definitely. And let's not forget, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. You know, there's going to be some admin there. There's going to be other groups, you know, the Steampunk Collective is going to be there. You know, I'm sure the Dark Horses will be there, whatever, you know, capacity they still are in, that will be there. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff and a lot of things going on that week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you don't already have your tickets, you need to hit up the BOD and make sure you're getting your tickets. You need to do that because tickets are going fast.
All right, Hardcore Sis, we're going to move into another match, which happened yesterday on Raw. From the Blue Brand, it was the Unfinished Business Lumberjack match between Big Bear Kenny, the new Undisputed Legends champion, going against Kronos, the Titan of Time, who is, I guess, on a quest to take that title from Big Bear Kenny, and he won up them yesterday by getting the victory over him, which is a big statement heading into Universe Mania 4, giving him a little momentum. What are your thoughts on that?
That was a phenomenal match. You know, I got to tell you, if you had even a moment to have a chance to look at that match, you were glued to your seat the entire time. In fact, you shouldn't even have been in your seat. You should have been out of your seat. You know, I know myself, when I'm watching a wrestling match, if I'm backstage at the monitors, I'm yelling at the screen. I'm into the screen. I'm, you know, like, watch out. You know, oh, my gosh, you get him, buddy. You go. And that was the kind of match where if you were sitting in your seat watching that match, you weren't into that match. And if you were really into that match, you were screaming at the screen, you were just getting into it. And that was the kind of match that kept you glued the entire time.
You know, Big Bear Kenny, ever since he, you know, got that Legends title from me, he's really stepped his game up. You know, he said, hey, I've been on the sidelines for a little bit, but when I come back, I promise you, I'm going to make some noise. And that's exactly what the man has done. But I got to give it to Kronos. He is tried and true. He's a triple champion. He knows what it takes to get where he needs to go. And I'm telling you, I mean, that's my brother and all, but when it comes to Kronos, man, you got to stay focused on the prize, because if not, Kronos will sneak and take what you got.
Well, you know, Marcus, you had an upfront view of that match because, you know, that was a lumberjack match, and I know that, you know, La Familia was out there around the ring, and you guys were right there with it. You know, how exciting was that for you to be right there, you know, being able to stand?
You know, it was so exciting. I wanted to hop in there and start slapping people myself, but, you know, I didn't want to get my boy disqualified or anything, but, man, I'm telling you, that's how exciting it was. It was almost like I was in the match myself. But,
you know, I saw Kronos backstage tonight, you know, when he came in, and he was definitely feeling it. He was still feeling that match tonight when he went out there. And I tell you, those two were just phenomenal. They were off the chain. And this was a match definitely that should go down in the books.
All right. Well, as soon as that match, of course, this is something I do want to bring up. Now, you did have a match yesterday against Tank in the hardcore match that you did win against Tank. And based on his nuttiness and lack of, what do you want to call it, brains or cornbread, how do you manage to maneuver through that match yesterday against Tank in a hardcore match against a crazy dude like this?
Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of people think that Hardcore Sis is just such a baby face that, you know, she can't handle being mean or being out there. But, you know, when it comes to a hardcore match, you have got to be willing to put your body on the line. You have to be willing to go out there and do just about anything. Hardcore is unhooked, unchained. And with Tank, you know, it was kind of hard. I mean, he's a big guy, and, you know, Hardcore Sis, she's not a little girl herself, but, you know, I'm definitely a big girl myself. So, you know, Tank and I seem to be pretty goodly matched, and, you know, we had a good match going, but just every now and then he just seemed to go off into outer space. And it was, at first it was a little hard because, you know, I didn't know quite how to take Tank. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, okay, do I go out there and knock him out? Do I go out there and hit him with something, or do I just wait for him to come back to the ring? And, you know, he just seemed to go off, and I'm not sure if he was on his meds last night or not. I don't really think he was, and that kind of gave it a little bit of an interesting twist. But then midway through the match, you know, or at one point in the match, here comes Battle Cat, and he comes out of nowhere, and he grabs my title and then hits Tank with it, you know, sending Tank over the ropes into the table. And I was just, you know, at that point in time, I didn't really know quite how to handle things. I was a little confused. I was, you know, who was I wrestling? Was I wrestling two guys, one guy? What was going on? And, you know, with Tank, like I said, especially lately, with him being kind of off, you know, that cheese sliding off his cracker, I just don't, you know, he's a little hard to handle sometimes, but I managed to muddle through it, and I got the win. So that was, it was kind of crazy, but it was also kind of fun, you know.
You know, I gotta tell you, you see, Hardcore Sis, as much as, you know, I can't stand you half the time, I tried to give you a little advice between, you know, this match between you and Tank. And obviously, you said he didn't take his meds, probably because someone replaced his meds with M&Ms or Skittles. I don't know. That's just a conspiracy out there. I can't prove this. I told you, I said, you know, bring, you know, a bag full of, you know, Pop-Tarts, Captain Crunch. I don't know. Snacks he likes. Maybe you can just bribe him into a win. But obviously, you didn't listen to me. Then you got Battle Roach coming down here, cheap-shotting people like he always does because he doesn't know how to fight someone one-on-one. I mean, that's just crazy. I got to give you props on how you managed to handle that match.
Well, you know, it wasn't an easy one to handle. It really wasn't. And, you know, I do understand, Marcus, that we have Tank on the line.
Uh-oh. I gave away a secret.
This is going to be fun. Tank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here tonight. And I'm actually on medication. So I'm thinking clearly. You know, sis, last night, you could have, like Marcus says, you could have probably bribed me. I do like food. I do like candy. I mean, I'm a fat person. I didn't say fat. But you did it. And you know what? I got to give you props. You went one-on-one, toe-to-toe with me. But I can guarantee that you wouldn't have beaten me. Battle Cat had to stick his nose like he always does. See, did you... tonight, you even had a match tonight with Battle Cat, and I took care of it. You know, Battle Cat says, stay hidden or be hunted. Well, listen, Battle Cat, I'm going to tell you this right now. I have never been hidden. I will never be hidden. I'm always here. You can always come and find me because I am better than you.
Hardcore sis. What are your responses to that?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Tank, you know, a lot of people seem to underestimate Hardcore Sis. You know, there's a reason I have the Hardcore title, and it's not because I'm a wallflower who is as easy to beat as everybody thinks. You know, I go out there and I give it my all, and I go out there, win, lose, or draw. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to get everything. And that's what Hardcore Sis does. Hardcore Sis don't back down from the challenge. No matter how big you are, no matter how bad you are, no matter who you are, if you come at Hardcore Sis, she's coming back at you. And she's got to stand her ground. And even if she goes down, she's going down fighting. So as far as me not being able to beat you, you know, Tank, since your cheese left your cracker, or as I like to say, since your cornbread is never done in the middle, you've kind of lost a step or two. And Hardcore Sis definitely sees a weakness in you. And if a more fair match wants to come around, trust me, Hardcore Sis has the advantage. She will take that weakness. She will use it against you. And you may be bigger than me. You may be a little better than me, but that doesn't mean you're going to beat me. So anytime you want to step in the ring, one-on-one, in a fair fight, let's do it.
I will definitely take you up on that.
Tank, I do have a question. I got a question, Tank, for you regarding Battle Cat. You know, Battle Cat's always talking about how people are scared of him. Give me a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1. Everyone's scared of me. Blah, blah, blah. But he goes and he cheap shots you and costs you the match and didn't man up to you. How you feel about that?
Mayhem, you know. What is the name that we've always called him? Do you recall the name that we've always called him?
I've called him Battle Roach because it's just disgusting.
Okay. Keep in mind, this is a family show.
I understand. We call him Scratch, E-U-S-S-Y. He's just a scaredy little, you know, vagina. I'm sorry. He is somebody that, like you said, you can try to get rid of him. He continues coming back. And I can't take that credit away from him. And the guy shows up day in and day out. He could have a broken daggone big toe and still being able to walk somehow, some way. I'll give him that credit. But the credit that I give him is null and void when he cheap shots people, when he puts his nose into people's business that he shouldn't have been in. Tom, I'm gonna put this out there. At Universe Mania 4, I want Battle Cat. I want him at Universe Mania 4. And I'm going to show him that he shouldn't be messing with people like me.
Oh, smart. Man, it's just been the night of calling everybody out tonight.
I seems that way, doesn't it? Well,
that's how we do
Battle
it
Cat,
with Brand.
If you're listening, you might want to call in and answer Tank's thing there. You know, answer that.
All right, Tank. Well, thanks for getting on to the show. It was good hearing from you. I'm telling you, this is going to be kind of interesting if the BOD actually let this match go through. They'd be stupid if they didn't.
Yeah, that would be a good one, Tank versus the Battle Cat. That would definitely be a good one. Now, Marcus, I believe it's time for us to do another blue match. You got one over there you want to talk about?
Yes, there is one match that I do want to talk about, and it was a tag team match. It was a takeover warm-up match, and it was between El Luchador de Kansas City and the Notorious DJZ against Heel Mayhem. And, you know, of course, you know, El Luchador and DJZ, they just have to have all the help they can get against, you know, Heel Mayhem, because we're just that good. So Hardcore Hoss was at ringside. Now, it ended up being a tie and a double count out, which to them is a victory. So, you know, good for them if it makes them feel good. But, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. So good for them. They managed to keep up with us. But there's no way that they're better than us.
Well, you know, it's hard for me because, you know, Hardcore Haas is my little brother. And, you know, it's hard for me to be objective where he's concerned. But I do got to say that, you know, I being a part of the hardcore of the Dark Horses from before, you know, I should probably be rooting for them. And, you know, I just personally, though, want to remain kind of neutral in this. You know, I personally have nothing against La Familia. And that's another reason I wanted to leave the Dark Horses. They were totally against La Familia. So, you know, I'm really not against you guys that much, but I kind of feel for my fellow brethren, and, you know, I'd like to see them take the win, but I just don't know. You guys are pretty good, but we'll see. We'll see how things go. You know, they could still do it, though. I do got to give them that.
All right. Well, El Luchador, DJZ, if you're listening, you can take, I guess, a moral victory, if you want to call it that. But don't let it get to your heads. Just keep that in mind.
You know, one more time, though, here, I would like to shout out to our WrestleTalk podcast sponsors. You know, Jim and Renee, they are here for us quite a lot, and we appreciate everything they help us with. You know, they're not too far away from their 200th episode, and that would be an awesome episode. But this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, they do have DJ Hyde, the owner of CZW, kind of be on. And at 8 o'clock, there's going to be that 20 minutes or so that the FWWC, the greatest fantasy wrestling group, gets to come on and do our own little talk. Now, come on, FWWC Universe, you guys call in. Universe Mania is next Sunday. We are one from this Sunday coming. We are 1 week away. So come on, let's get in there, and let's let the WrestleTalk podcast know how we feel about this coming up, okay?
Exactly. Always bet you're behind that wherever it's going to be big time, you know La Familia is going to be there.
Would you say you guys are going to be the life of the party?
We are the party.
I don't know. You know, them Saviors of Funk guys, they're, you know, they're pretty tough to be out-partied.
Now, they do put on a good show. Now, I can't knock them for that. Like I said, La Familia, Saviors of Funk, we cool like that. We got mutual respect. You know, I'll kick it with them or whatnot. But it's still La Familia's on top, always.
Naturally, you'd think that, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that think that as well. So let's move on. You know, we're going to do another match here. Also Monday night there was a tag team chaos match between Jack Hazard and Daniel Grimm and Funky Flex and Enchantress. Now these two teams met. You know, Daniel Grimm lately seems to have a real big issue with Saviors of Funk, and especially the Enchantress, and there's been a big rivalry there. You know, Daniel Grimm or Enchantress is blaming Jack Hazard and Daniel Grimm for costing her title. Daniel Grimm, she thinks, cost her title to Jack Hazard, and now Jack Hazard and Daniel Grimm seem to want to be taking on Enchantress Flex. That match ended in a draw. You know, I got to give credit where credit's due. Hazard and Grimm are definitely not your fly-by-night tag team. They're not a tag team that has just kind of been thrown together and, you know, they just go out there and wrestle. You know, they are a pretty well-oiled machine. The two of them definitely work very well together. And it's really kind of great to see, and they offer definite competition to Saviors of Funk. However, Saviors of Funk are family, you know, they're sisters and brothers, and they are not going to just sit back and let you take what is theirs. And if you manage to get it from them, you're not going to forget you took it.
You know what? Funky Magic, you know, as much as I can respect and like them, I mean, you can't make excuses. I mean, if you lost your stuff, you lost your stuff. It just happens. And, you know, like you said about Daniel Grimm and Jack Hazard, they really have been trying to, you know, prove to people, especially on the Red Brand, that, hey, it's not just the Saviors of Funk out there. We need to be noticed too. You know, Jack Hazard and Daniel Grimm, you know, I've been talking with them, especially Daniel Grimm, and, you know, personally, I really think that within the next few months, I can see them possibly making a big run at some tag titles, because they both have really been impressing me.
Yeah, they, you know, I got to tell you, Daniel Grimm is definitely, he's definitely somebody to watch. And, you know, that he has made a statement, him and Curtis Black, another member of SOF, seem to have a little rivalry going, and they seem to both kind of want my title. And, you know, Daniel Grimm has made it clear to Narcissus that he's coming for her title. And it looks like at Universal Mania, I am going to meet one of the two of them for the hardcore title. And I got to tell you, if it's Curtis Black, well, then that's a rematch I'm looking forward to. And if it's Daniel Grimm, well, then I'm looking forward to the competition, and I do believe he is definitely going to be competition. And it just so happens, it seems, that we have Daniel Grimm on the line. Maybe we could bring Daniel in and talk for a few moments.
All right, let's bring him on.
I'm here if you guys want to talk about anything.
Hey, Grimm, what's up,
good
my man?
Good evening there, Mr. Grimm.
How y'all doing? See,
I'll go pretty good.
Hardcore Sis. One of your last mentionings I saw was we seem to overlook you as hardcore champ. Is that not what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. You fellas, you know, seem to be,
you see,
you two are so busy.
Now, I'm
going to
cut you off right now, because the only reason we overlook you is because we honestly can just see over you with how short you are.
Are we going to take it there, huh? Are we Grimm?
Yeah, because when it comes to that hardcore title that you are holding on to, you can grip it all you want. You can hold on to it all you'd like. But either way, Curtis Black, I've faced him before. He is one tough son of a bitch.
Yes, I know. I took my title from him.
I don't think it was a real win. I'm calling it a fluke.
Naturally, you would.
And, yeah, only because when I faced him, I also whooped his ass. But in the end, he got lucky. Now, you...
Well, maybe your win against him was a fluke.
At Universe Mania, if it comes to you and me at Universe Mania, Hardcore says, you won't be that lucky.
Well, you know what they say. Anything can happen. So you never know. I might just be a little luckier than you think. You know, after all, you did say I'm short, so I may have the luck of a leprechaun on my side.
Yeah, that might be true. But in the same sense, you are short enough for me to just squash into the fucking mat.
Now, Grim, I gotta ask you something. You know, a lot of people have talked about you. You know, you're one of the, you know, up and coming superstars in the FWWC. You've made a lot of noise. You know, people are really starting to notice you. What is it about Daniel Grimm that you want the whole FWWC universe to know? Like, what do you want people to know and respect you about?
What the FWWC does not understand about Daniel Grimm is that, yeah, I'm the Reaper, but I'm not worried about just taking your soul. I'm going to look at your past, bring it to light. I will bring you to whatever side you need to go to, whether it be positive or negative. But no matter what, Daniel Grimm is always going to be in somebody's path, whether it be a stepping stone or someone that's just there to, you know, get their ass kicked. Daniel Grimm is not just a complacent superstar. I'm here to take over everything you all believe in.
Well, good luck with that, Daniel. You know, one other thing I'd like to just say to you is there have been lots of people who faced me thinking that I was just some short little country girl that they could just mack to the side and not be worried about. But
well,
after
you,
a match
your title
with me,
has not been on
you
the
will...
line in most of those.
Granted, but you will. I'll beat the respect into you if that's what it takes.
Yeah, you may beat it, but you will not win it.
We'll see. You have to get through Curtis Black first.
Oh, that won't be a problem. I'll get through him, and then I'll meet you at UM, and then after that, we'll see Daniel Grimm as the new hardcore champion.
Well, when you wake up
hell
from that
yeah
dream, you just let Hardcore Sis know.
Oh, it's going to be a reality, and probably your nightmare. Don't sleep on Daniel Grimm.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on him, and I'm not taking him for granted, definitely. But the problem he has is he's taking Hardcore Sis for granted.
No, I ain't taking you for granted. I am not taking you for a grain of salt. I'm just going to take you and beat you.
Well, good luck with that.
All right, Daniel Grimm, it was good having you on, man. Keep up the hard work, and I don't know, we might see you at Universe Mania going for that hardcore title, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, thanks for coming on, Daniel, and bless your heart. Well, now, Curtis, sorry. I guess I'm still thinking about the matches. Marcus, we have another blue match to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we want to finish up our Raw matches before we start getting into our special segments. Now, we did have a Take Out the Competition match, Katana versus The Fallen. And reluctantly, Katana put a beating on The Fallen, probably because she had help from her owner, Allison Shay. And for some reason, just because they got a win off of Heel Mayhem, they think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. But Beauty and the Beast just ain't cutting it. I don't care what you say. They got a win, and now they're just bragging about it. Too bad. You still ain't getting no props from Marcus Mayhem. But Katana did win in a blowout versus the Fallen. And like I said, maybe she got a Scooby snack out of it, gave her some motivation. I don't know.
You know, Marcus, I have faced Katana, and she is tough. I will give her that. I will definitely give her credit where credit is due. She's a very tough competitor. Recently, I'm not sure what this unholy alliance between her and Allison Shea has come to be. And at Universe Mania, Hardcore Sis steps in the ring with her, Allison, Fallen, and the current women's champion, the Enchantress, who I've also stepped in the ring with a time or two, and another very competitor. But I got to tell you, you know, I'm kind of worried about this match a little bit. I seem to be the only sane one in this match, you know. You got one that chases magic, one that chases fireballs, which I understand part of the whole point of a fireball shot is the burn. Why would you chase it? But if that's what she wants to do, whatever. You've got one who thinks she's Alice in Wonderland, who chases white rabbits. And you got one that plays with yo-yos and talks like a phone sex operator. I just, you know, Hardcore Sis seems to be the only sane one in this whole match coming up. But definitely back to the match, Katana and Fallen, that's just kind of no surprise for Hardcore Sis. As I said, Katana can be very tough. Whatever mind control Allison has over her, you know, good luck with that.
No, I don't think it's any type of mind control. I think it's more of the threat of euthanization or maybe shock collar. It's one of those things. It has to be something like that that's getting Katana to really step her game up, because she really has stepped her game up. I'm not taking that away from her. You know, she's beaten Allison Shea, and then for some reason why she would turn around and be her, you know, lapdog, I don't know, but that's between them. You know, whole Beauty and the Bestiality thing, I don't know. So, Katana, props to you. You got another win. After that, just hopefully she takes you to get your shot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Katana is on the phone, so I'm sure she'd like to address that.
I'm calling Animal Control.
There's no need for Animal Control now. I got rid of that wolf a long time ago. I had to pick up all her freaking mess and all her freaking bones. And then Allison came along as I was cleaning up the rest of the bones. And, yes, I kneeled to Allison. That was our thing. Yes, I beat Allison once, but she beat me twice. And since I lost, I did kneel to her. I did tell her that I'm going to do anything that she says. And whenever she told me to take out Fallen, I took out Fallen. I choked her until she passed out and she wasn't moving. I made sure that she wasn't moving when I left the ring.
So, Katana, let me ask you this. At Universe Mania, if Allison tells you to lay down and let her pin you, are you going to do that? Are you going to lay down and let her pin you and become the women's champion, a belt that you've been wanting for quite a long time yourself?
I guess we'll just see what happens then. Right now, me and her has been butting heads. For some reason, she wants me to do all the big stuff, and she gets the pin whenever I should get the pin. Like, whenever we did, went up against Hildill and Marcus Mayhem, she then slapped my back, and she got the pin whenever I knocked Hildill out. So, me and her...
So, you do all the work, and she takes all the glory.
Yes. So, we've been butting heads about that. Off camera, we've gotten to a couple of fights, but we're hanging in there. We're hanging tight. What?
Did you give her rabies when you bit her? That was a rumor. Is that rumor true? Does she need a tetanus shot?
I'm not sure about that. I wasn't there whenever she went there. I'm not sure if they actually gave her a shot. I know I didn't have rabies. I might have had something else besides rabies, something else in my system that I shouldn't have had in my system, but
Dun, dun, dun,
that's
dun.
Something that you shouldn't smoke.
Watch out, Katano. Be careful saying that. You know, the BOD could be listening and there could be another investigation.
Man, screw the BOD. When the fuck do they ever get on whenever I'm on the phone? Really? They don't touch me. As you can see, they don't touch me.
I would be careful about that. There's a dog pound right down the street, and I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem putting you in that dog pound in the 2x4 cage and just letting you suffer there. I'd watch your tongue if I were you, dog.
Oh, man, they can throw anything at me. They can throw me and you. I mean, come on. When have we actually had a fight, one-on-one?
Well, we've never had a fight one-on-one. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Never mind, you're La Familia. Never mind. I forgot about that. La Familia don't like to fight.
But we do have Unless chew toys, and I know you like a good chew toy. Aren't you a good little Katana?
God, I don't chew on toys, though, boy.
Sorry,
I got to the point where I can actually burn you just by looking at you.
Yeah, girl, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, this you chasing the fireball, honey. You're not supposed to chase the fireball. The burn is the whole part of the shot.
Well, you remember
if you need
when
tips
I went
on
to
drinking? You just let me know. I'll be more than happy. If you need tips on drinking, honey, call me anytime. I'll be more than happy to give you tips on how to handle that fireball shot.
I actually got a big bottle of that right now in front of me.
Well, you take a shot for hardcore sis, because trust me. And don't chase it. You'll love the burn.
All right. I will. But
all right,
you remember
well,
when I went
for
to that chain of fours?
Katana. No, as much as you want to talk about, you know, Puffy Chow and all the other stuff, we do have to move on to the rest of our show, but we do appreciate you for getting on.
They're not important. They're not important, especially the red brand. They're not important. The blue brand is going to conquer.
You got to go. It's time for you to leave, darling.
Red brand, you're going to get butt hurt.
Jimmy, you know what to do. And as we were saying, we do have, I believe, one more match each for Monday night, and then we are going to move on to our Tuesday night show. Monday night, the final match I need to talk about on the red brand is the Murphy's Law match for Nightmare Jones and the Battle Cat. Now, Battle Cat won that match. You know, I don't know exactly what's going on with Nightmare Jones. You know, Nightmare seems to be pushing every button he can with Arden Murphy. It seems like whatever Arden says don't do, he's going to do. And Nightmare is just a nightmare.
Nightmare Jones does what he does week in and week out. He shows once again why he is the architect of the red brand. He is the man with the master plan. And everyone else is just oblivious to what's going on. Nightmare Jones sees right through it, and he's doing something about it. I expect nothing less from my brother.
Yeah, you know, I know there used to be a rule, something about if you said his name enough, he'd show up. Do you think if we said his name again, we might actually get him to come on and talk with us a little bit about that match?
Nightmare Jones.
Nightmare Jones.
You rang?
Hello, Nightmare Jones.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing today? I'm doing wonderful. Question is where's Arden Murphy? Has anybody seen Arden Murphy lately? Anybody?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Of course, have you seen Arden Murphy lately? You would think that with as much shit that I've been giving him that he would be on a constant basis. But no, he doesn't call into the FWWC tonight. When's the last time he's actually called in to the FWWC tonight?
No, honestly, I can't say that I remember a time when he has called in.
Wow. Huh. That's funny, isn't it? I mean, he says that he cares about the FWWC, but yet, you know, he doesn't call in. He doesn't make promos. He's not being seen. Does that sound like a general manager to you?
No, I mean, maybe. I seem to be able to talk to him when I need him, and, you know, whenever I have a question for him, he seems to be, you know, available for me, but I don't know about you, Nightmare. I know you and him seem to have a very volatile relationship.
Well, we do, because, you know, the Alden Murphy that you see today is not the Alden Murphy that we have known in the FWWC since he came in. It's not the same Alden Murphy. The Alden Murphy that I know, when somebody would call him out, the first thing that he would do would be to come right back at him. Right back at him. This Alden Murphy is hiding. Alden Murphy that I know, if somebody hits him, he wouldn't throw them to another brand. He would hit them right back. But yet, this Alden Murphy, when the future hit him, what did he do? He sent him to the blue brand. Am I starting to make sense now?
A little.
Okay. Let's see. Well, how about this? I'm going to give you a little exclusive. Tonight, Alden Murphy was asked to come on to the FWWC tonight. And his response was, I will see what I can do. Sounds like, yeah. What can you do? I'm just trying to get the Alden Murphy that we used to know to call in and be here and do his job. Like, for instance, today, what did I have to do? Because Alden Murphy doesn't know how to do his job, I had to post the scores for the FWWC draft. Because Alden Murphy doesn't do Twitter or Instagram.
Lord Murphy, man. We need you back. We need the old Arden Murphy back. You might as well just let Nightmare Jones run red. Might as well just let him run red now.
Oh, my.
Well, while we're on the subject of Arden Murphy, maybe we should do a quick segment real quick.
Absolutely. You know what? I would be more than happy to do this segment for you, but it's not going to be the same song that we usually do because, you know, it's Alden Murphy, so we need to have a little different song. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this song. Alden Murphy, we miss you. Or maybe not. Oh, my goodness. Alden Murphy. What can we say? You know, I keep calling you out, and you don't want to show up. So maybe soon he will show up. But hey, Hulker says, I got a question. I've got a joke for you. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side?
No, to get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Damn it, Nightmare
do
Jones.
Your segment. Nightmare, do your segment and shut up.
Oh, geez, Nightmare Jones. Well, as you can hear, it'll be a big congratulations to Mr. Art Murphy, who has joined a long list of people on the prestigious Milk Carton of Doom. That's his shit. How come your boy ain't been showing me?
You know, I don't know what's going on with Arden these days, but let me just say, Arden, I want you to know, Hardcore Sis had nothing to do with this.
Okay, you know? I'll take your word for it, but I don't know. Sometimes I can't trust you.
Are you trying to get me in trouble? Kind of like the other week when your boy was on it and you didn't want to have anything to do with it?
Okay, moving on. We're going to move on to the last match from yesterday. And it was a very, very powerful match, a very interesting match. And it was a Universe Mania 4 warm-up match between Julius Kairo and Allison Shea that ended up in a draw. Now, you see, these two heavyweights in both divisions are on a collision course for Universe Mania 4. And Allison Shea is not one to back down from nobody. She's proved it time and time again that whatever you put in front of her, she's going to stand up to it, probably spit in your face, give you a finger, and knock you out. But Julius Kairo, I'm telling you, people think they know this man. He has this energy and look about him recently going into Universe Mania 4 that I've never seen out of him, and it is damn scary.
Well, you know, I have said it a million times. You know, with Julius Kairo, you either respect this man tremendously or you better fear him. And some people, such as myself, you know, Hardcore Sis ain't afraid of a whole lot of people, but I am definitely scared of Julius Kairo. I will say it, and I am not afraid to put it out there. You know, this man is, he's intense, and he is not above, you know, taking you out if that's what it takes. You know, if that's what he needs to do, then he's going to do it. And, you know, recently we've seen a revelation with him, and he seems to have a whole new purpose. And I just would not want to get in his way. I really wouldn't. And, you know, I have my own misgivings about Allison Shea, you know. I tend to think to a little bit of a degree that she has a little bit of a big head. But she's good at what she does, and, you know, you've got to give her props. You can't take that away from her. She's good at this stuff, and she is good at what she does. She's good in that ring. But even she is no match for Julius Kairo, and I would not step into Julius Kairo at any time.
Well, that will be a match that is going to be must-see coming up in the future. And I, for one, know for sure my boy Julius Kairo will come out with the win. But, you know, as much as I favor him to win, it's not going to be an easy task by just any stretch of the imagination, because Allison Shea is going to be there to show up, and she is not going to disappoint.
Definitely. And like I said before, you know, give her props. I mean, the girl is good at what she does. But she is no match for Julius Kairo. And
I mean,
again, if you don't fear him, you better respect him.
I do have a little concern for her because, you know, she's walking around with this rabid dog that she obviously, from hearing, she can't control. you know, she might end up getting sick or catch rabies or fleas or something like that and might not even make the Universe Mania 4. So, Allison Shea, if you're listening, either you put that dog in the pound or, you know, you make sure you get your checkup or something going on, because if not, you might have to find a replacement for you because you probably won't be able to make it. I'm sorry to say it, but that's the truth.
Well, you know, Marcus, before we move on to tonight's matches and to all that surrounds that, let's one more time do a shout-out here to our WrestleTalk podcast, Joe and Renee, with Joe and Renee. Joe and Renee, again, they support us, and they're always here for us, and we thank them for all their help, their support, and their love. They, you know, we adore you guys. And this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, DJ Hyde, the owner of CZW, is going to be on with Joe and Renee. And at 8 o'clock, we are going to get to hear the FWWC people. You're going to come on. You're going to get to tell them what you think. You're going to get to tell them about your week's matches and what you've done, and or you're going to get to tell them what you have coming up for Universe Mania. So be sure to call in. Be sure to be there. Listen to the podcast. Share it with your friends. If for some reason you are unable to hear it at the time that it airs, be sure to listen to the replay and share it as well. Share it with all your friends, your family, and let them know this is where the pulse of wrestling is. So, now, we need to move on to tonight's matches. I know with the red brand, we only had a couple of matches. I believe the blue brand had a couple more than we did. But let's go ahead and let's talk about that, Marcus.
Let's see. We're going to get started with a match. A La Familia versus Dark Horses match. The first one we're going to get into is between Big Papa Kurt and El Luchador to Kansas City, which ended up in a draw, which was pretty much the common theme going on for the past couple of days for some reason. There's been a lot of double countouts and or whatnot. So, it was a very close match, and, you know, I really thought Big Papa Kurt was going to pull it off, but El Luchador, as always, just for some god-awful reason, just comes back from nowhere, manages just to come even and square up the match.
Yeah, you know, you are right. There seems to be a lot of ties, you know, going on lately. A lot of double countouts, a lot of double pins. It's gotten a little crazy, it seems like, you know. Of course, it's this close to Universe Mania, so, you know, things get a little crazy, and it's going to be a little crazy for a while. But, you know, Big Papa Kirk, he is a legend. He is truly a legend here, and not just because he's had the Legends title, but because he is a legend. And he is definitely a man who I think sometimes is underestimated. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you know, he's not here enough. He's not, you know, he doesn't do enough. And then, like tonight, he comes out and he just, bam, he's there. And you sit back and go, wow, you know, I didn't realize he had that in him. But Big Papa Kirk is definitely, you know, like I said, he's a legend here in the business. And he's definitely somebody, if you're new to this business, you definitely want to keep your eye on and you definitely want to take lessons from.
Yeah, Big Papa Kirk, you know, when I first got here in the chapter, you know, he was one of the people who, you know, reached out to me, gave me some pointers, you know, kind of got me on my way while I was in UXT. And, you know, as much as I can't stand El Luchador to Kansas City, you know, he also, you know, kind of helped get me to where I'm at. So, you know, they're both legends. They've both been here for since the beginning. So much props to both
definitely
of them.
Definitely. You know, I right after Hardcore came to the FWWC, I had a little bit of a disagreement with El Luchador myself, and I didn't know at that time exactly who he was. Someone schooled me on who he was, and, you know, what – actually, I believe it was the night that he schooled me on, you know, the kind of competitor he really is. And El Luchador has had several titles here. He is definitely a great competitor. And a definite someone to keep an eye on as well. But You know, you said tonight they just they tied, and you know we're there.
All right. Well, let's get into one of your red matches.
Well, you know, we'll talk for a moment. You know, we just had Mr. Grimm on the phone, and tonight, Mr. Grimm took on the Saint. A really great match. It ended as well in a tie. But I gotta tell you, that is two competitors that are just phenomenal. They are phenomenal to watch. You know, Saint, much like Funky Flex and a true blue savior of funk, always someone who is entertaining. He's always someone who keeps you interested in his match. You know, you're definitely not going to be bored during his matches, because if you keep your eye on him, Saint's going to show you why he is a double champ, and that he is.
You know, the Saint, you know, I've talked to him in the past. I've talked to him recently, and, you know, this man is on high right now, and, you know, he just kind of had this mindset that there's nothing that's going to stop him. And him not being able to close out a win against Daniel Grimm, you know, maybe that might kind of stunt his momentum a little bit.
You know, I'm not real sure about that. I'm really not. You know, the Saint is pretty confident in himself, and he's pretty sure of who he is and what he can do in that ring. And when he and his brothers, you know, Funky Flex, step in that ring together, they're hard to beat. And I know at Universe Mania, you and your partner have a match against Savior, Saint, and Funky Flex. And, you know, honestly, how do you and your partner, Heel Deal, prepare for that match?
Well, I'm not going to get into that too much. I mean, you still got a little ways before our big match, and I don't want to give them any type of leverage or ways to game plan against us, but, you know, me and Heel Deal, we do our due diligence, we study, we don't slack, and we'll be prepared. So, and we're expecting the same from Savior Safon, so it's going to be one hell of a match. But
that's the match I'm definitely looking forward to.
Well, speaking of that, we finally got ourselves another caller on the line. We got El Luchador to Kansas City on the line. Are you there, El Luchador?
Hey, Marcus Mayhem, how you doing? Hardcore Sis, how you doing tonight, everybody?
I'm doing great. El Luchador, how are you?
Oh, could be better myself. A little banged up and bruised up after a hard-fought match with Big Papa Kirk again tonight on SmackDown Live. And, of course, the night before against Heel Mayhem. Other than that, everything's peachy.
You know, El Luchador, you know, you've been in the game for a long time in the FWWC. You've seen a lot. You've done a lot. You know, what are your thoughts on this upcoming Universe Mania? I mean, what is your feelings? What is your excitement going forward with this?
Well, my excitement going for this is obviously this tag team unification belt between you guys and Savior of the Funk. And let's not forget, at TakeOver, we got a trios match, Mayhem, Hardcore Us, myself, and DJ Z, against you, your boy, Heel Deal, and another member of La Familia, which has yet to be determined. So, let's say if you guys become the unified FWWC Tag Team Champions, and if we beat you guys at TakeOver, keep them titles shiny, because Dark Horses are coming for them belts.
When will you ever learn, El Luchador? When will you ever learn? You have to be good. Step in our stratosphere. You have to be good.
Hey, El Luchador, I would like to just, you know, not to be rude, but I'd like to correct you on one little thing. You keep saying you're going to do it at TakeOver. It's Universe Mania, not TakeOver.
Well, I guess I was misinformed because I'd either TakeOver or Universe Mania. For either way, it should be a good week the next week. Get the Universe Mania week. Heck, anything can happen between the next Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live, and TakeOver and Universe Mania 4. Shoot, it should be lots of good old times.
What's going to happen? You guys are going to be, as Matt Hardy would say, deleted.
No, I think that's going to be you. You're going to be sent to the lake of reincarnated. Other than that, everybody, looking forward to, you know, the watch party at Universe Mania 4 down at the eSports Bar. I'm looking forward to being there. Hope to see you over there too, Hardcore Sis.
I'll be there.
Yeah, of course. I hear the night before we're probably going to do some karaoke and have a good time too.
Sounds like a blast.
So maybe,
Hardcore Sis is definitely down for all of it.
I know. In fact, hey, maybe down the night, maybe me and you can sing a duet or something.
We'll see. Anything could happen. You never know.
No. Nobody
your mouth.
That. No one deserves
hush
that.
Your mouth, Marcus. Nobody deserves
rather,
you singing. You're,
I'd rather
shoot,
see Katana.
You'd probably be kicked out in a minute.
You never
right,
know,
well,
Marcus. We could get you a little bit of liquid courage and get you up there, too.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, everybody.
Well,
have a good night, okay?
Thanks for the few minutes of irrelevance. But thank you.
Well, you know, Marcus, once we give away one of the awards that we need to give away, this next award that we're going to give away, I personally have been looking forward to this one. Intern Jimmy, can you cue it? Okay, role play of the week. You know, ladies and gentlemen, role play of the week this week goes to a man who his role play this week, I'm sorry, the role play of the week, it goes to two men who just completely went out during their match and just tore it up. And we talked about this match earlier in the night. It is the match between Kronos, Titans Time, and BBK. Marcus, you were right there ringside, and I'm so happy to say that they are the role play of the night, of the week. What again is your impression of that match? Why do you feel that, you know, this was the best thing to give them role play of the week?
Because of the heart they put out there. I mean, you know, there's a few or a lot of people in and outside of FWWC that have written off Big Beer Kenny and Kronos Titan the Time, not realizing all that they've done in the past for the chapter. I mean, they've laid the groundwork for some of these up-and-coming wrestlers and pretty much just showed that, hey, we aren't in the past. We're still here, and we're still going to dominate.
That was a phenomenal match, though. I mean, a lumberjack match and – you know, have we ever had a lumberjack match in the FWWC before? I mean, I know since Hardcore Sis has been here, I haven't seen it, but is that a first for us, or is that just...
I'm not sure. I might have to have my record keeper look into that for another time.
Definitely. But it was a great match, and it was definitely one for the ages. It'll definitely go down in history as one of the great matches of the FWWC. And speaking as role play of the night, we should go ahead at this time and give our promo of the week away as well. Jimmy? Marcus, did you want to do this one, or?
Oh, I will be honored to do this. Our promo of the week goes to none other than Julius Cairo. The man put on a promo that had people in tears. Now, that's a statement, and that's not in any way to, you know, make fun of or make light of anything. It just shows how powerful this man can be with his words. And it was a lot of heart. It was a lot of, you know, emotion into this promo regarding Allison Shay. And Allison Shay, as tough as she is, and she is, if not the toughest female in FWWC, after seeing that promo, she should be shaking her boots.
I would say so, too. And, you know, I've said it again 1,000 times. You know, I have a great deal of respect and fear for Julius Cairo. He's just phenomenal. There's just something about Julius Cairo that, you know, if, like I said, you cannot not respect him. You can't be someone who just doesn't respect him. And if you don't respect him, then you just don't belong anywhere near that man. He is just an incredible person. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to talk with him one-on-one as a person, you know, aside from the wrestling, you know, and he really is a very nice guy until you give him a reason not to be. And then if you give him a reason not to be nice to you, you better just stay out of his way. And that promo was very heart-wrenching to watch. And he did show a more, I don't want to say soldier side, but, you know, he showed a more human side. So if you've ever thought he was not human, watch that promo and watch it again.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. So, Julius Cairo, if you're listening, man, big props on your promo. You're going to go do it big at Universe Mania 4. I believe in you. La Familia believes in you.
Okay. Right. And we do have just a few more matches to do, just a couple more. And we're getting close to that end of the night here. So, you know, let's go ahead and finish out our matches. I have just one more, and then I believe you have, what is it, two or three more?
I have a few.
Okay. Well, on the red brand, the only other match I have left here is the three-way match between myself, Battle Cat, and Douglas James. You know, the only thing I can say about that match is, you know, two nights in a row, my night just seemed to be kind of weird. You know, last night I took on Tank in the middle of our match. Battle Cat came out and made a statement against Tank. And then tonight in the middle of our match, Tank came out and took out the Battle Cat. That left me and Douglas James. And then near the end of the match, Big T came out and took out Douglas James. So, you know, Hardcore Sis just kind of seems to be the only one in both matches that nobody seemed to come after. So I want to thank everybody for that, you know. I got to tell you, it's been kind of a crazy two nights for me. You know, my opponents have been taken out by, you know, other opponents who are looking to do them harm. So the matches have just been kind of crazy.
You know, I usually don't like to give props to anybody, really, but, you know, sometimes I have to, out of respect. I will, one, give a shout-out to Saint for knocking some sense into Battle Cat, because he deserves it, and shout-out to Big T for knocking some sense into Toothpick Douglas James, because they both get on my nerves, and, oh, my goodness, that made me so happy. So, Hardcore Sis, unfortunately, someone didn't go upside your head. You know, maybe another day, but, hey, I'll take it.
Well, thank you there, Marcus, I think. Anyway.
No love lost.
You know. It's okay, Marcus. I still love you. Anyway.
Oh,
okay. You have a couple of matches, I think, that you'd like to finish out the night with. Why don't we go ahead and talk about your couple of matches?
All right. I'm going to fly through these last three matches for Blue Brand. We did have a Master of Times match, and it was versus Kronos the Titan of Time and Future. Now, of course, Kronos the Titan of Time has been on fire, and he was not going to let Future step in his way. And Kronos came out with the win over Future. And I know Future's been trying to, you know, kind of slowly work his way back up, but every time he does, someone slaps him back down to earth and, you know, just show him why, you know, nobody likes him. I'm just joking. Future, there's a few people who like you, but yeah, Kronos is on fire right now, and he's not taking no for an answer.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, I did see Kronos backstage tonight, and he was definitely feeling his match from the night before with BBK, you know, our role play of the night. He was definitely, you know, you could see he was in a little pain, and he was definitely feeling it. But he pulled out the win. And, you know, all due credit where credit is due. Everyone knows Future and I have this storied past, and we seem to fight every time we get close to each other. We never have anything nice to say to each other. But, you know, I will give credit where credit's due. Future is definitely somebody who I think is underestimated, and I think in time will, you know, come back and show that he can be a force to reckon with. The problem with Future is that he gets in the ring and he just loses his mind. You know, he kind of pulls a tank on us, and he kind of loses his mind and he goes off the rails. And, you know, if he could just stay focused in his match and just keep his mind in his match and on his match, he would definitely be someone that the rest of the universe would end up and take him. And I do know that at Universe Mania, he actually has a title shot against my baby brother. So, you know, that ought to be an interesting match.
You know, I just want to give a little advice for that title match that Future is going to be having for your baby brother. Just like, you know, you bribe Tank with, you know, Pop-Tarts and stuff like that, you can bribe Future with, you know, Keystone Light and, you know, Chew or something like that. So just keep that in mind. You know, Marcus Mayhem looks out for the little people, so just take my advice. It'll help you. But moving on to the next match, another La Familia versus Dark Horses match. It was Heel Deal versus the Notorious DJZ. Unfortunately, my boy lost, and I know it's not going to shake him. He's going to just blow this off, move on to the next one. You know, he's solid like that. He's not going to let this loss put him down. The Notorious,
you know, I like
Heel
Deal.
He's got some wins, so I give him some credit. He's kind of been on a little streak lately.
You know, I do like Heel Deal. He's a really nice guy, and I think last week when he was on, you know, DJZ called in, and I kept teasing the both of them, you know, because whether they like it or not, the two of them do sound a lot alike.
No, you will not. You will not disrespect my tag team partner like that. You will not compare the great one to the bum one. You will not do that. I'm not sit here and let you disrespect my partner like that.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not the only one in the FWWC who sees it. So.
Well, they're stupid, so that's not my problem.
Okay. Well, I believe we have one more match that you need to talk about.
Yes, we do. It's a women's title warm-up match, and it was Allison Shea versus The Fallen versus Katana, a.k.a. Clifford. You know, I can't think of all the dog names. I'll just say Clifford for now. Allison Shea obviously came out with the win. She's got the pedigree. She's got the experience. I'm pretty sure Katana kind of helped out getting her that win. So it was pretty much, I think, a 2-on-1 match.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I think for the most part, I think Allyson Shea went into that match thinking she just had to show up, and that was it, and let Katana do the work, let Katana take out Fallen, Katana handle all of it. And then in the end, she would make the pin and be declared the winner. And that's, you know, to me, she is fooling herself, because I think if Katana ever wises up, Katana would notice that, look, you're doing all the work, girl, and don't let this woman pull your chain. Don't be her puppet. If you can't think for yourself, then maybe you don't belong here.
It's sad you have to use a mutt just to boost your ego. I mean, come on. You use a mutt to do your dirty work, and then you go in for the pin, and, you know, you're so great because you let a mutt do the work. Come on. You're better than that, Allyson Shea. You don't need Stray. You don't need them. Trust me on this one.
Yeah. You know, it really is. It's crazy, you know. But I got to tell you. You know, Marcus, we are coming toward the end of our show, but there is one more thing I would like to bring up. You know, last week when you weren't here, we put James Butkus on the milk carton. And, you know, it's funny to me, you know, I know that you have this match coming up at Universe Mania with the Dark Horses. And I'd kind of like to bring up the thought that not only did I step away from them, and then shortly after I did, Future stepped away from them, but after being on the milk carton last week, now James Butkus has stepped away, and he has decided to leave the FWWC altogether for a short time. Had you heard about this, Marcus? I mean, did you hear this news?
Well, it's just weird, you know, someone who started the Dark Horses just ups and leaves. I mean, I don't see why anyone would do that. I mean, if you're going to start something, then finish it. But, you know, maybe the pressure was too much. You know, some of my sources said that some sitcoms needed a Jim Rome replacement. Maybe he's off to do that. I don't know. It's just real odd how someone can just not finish what they started.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, it's just incredible to me that, you know, it seems like right after I leave, it's just bam, 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 one after another. You know, so what few dark horses seem to be left, you know, you guys need to band together and hold it tight. I just don't know what, you know, what the future holds for them. You know, like I said, I left, the Future left, and now James Butkus left. And that's just, it's incredible to me. And also last week, I don't know if you were listening at all or if you listened to the replay, we also heard that Robert is stepping away from the FWWC for a time. You know, how does La Familia feel now knowing that Robert has stepped away and, you know, your Dark Knight has retired and Legend is not coming back? You know, how's La Familia doing with this?
You see, we're going to handle this professionally, and we handle it internally. See, we're not going to put all our business out there. We know we've had some good players have to step away, but we got people within La Familia who can step up to the challenge like we always do. So it doesn't mean that we're weakened. It doesn't mean that any other group out there thinks, oh, a few of us have left, so let's go and try and take them down, because it's not going to work. If anything, we get better and we get better. So Robert, he's taking a break. He'll be back, and he'll pick up where he left off. So we're not making a big deal about the La Familia is still going to run business, still going to do what we do best, and that is run the show.
Well, you know, as much as the Dark Horses seem to hate La Familia, you guys should take a cue. You know, La Familia is not falling apart just because a few members leave. Hopefully the Dark Horses can, you know, learn a lesson from you guys and they can hold it together.
Well, Joker's Wild 2.0 will never learn, but let's finish this up.
Yep, that brings us to the end of our show. Before we go, I do once again want to thank our host, our sponsors, WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, I do want to let you guys know that to tune in this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, 7:30, DJ Hyde, the owner of the CZW Wrestling, will be on. And then at 8 o'clock, definitely the FWWC gets its chance to go in there and talk about the greatest fantasy wrestling group in the world. So be sure to be watching. Be sure to be listening. Share the podcast. Share it. If you don't get to hear it live, make sure you check out the replay and share it. Joe and Renee would greatly appreciate it, and the sponsors of the Wrestle Talk podcast would also appreciate it. That, Marcus, brings us to the closing segment of the night. You know, would you like to leave us with a thought?
Well, I don't have much to say, but, you know, I'm glad to be back, that Propel is back in the sewer where he belongs. Looking forward to Universe Mania 4, Saviors of Funk. We're not done with you. We got some more business to finish, and I'll be back next week.
Awesome. That's always great to hear. You know, like Marcus said, you know, Universe Mania is coming up. Don't forget, folks, it's a week long. It's not just a one-day thing. It's a whole week long. 6 days from now starts the week of Universe Mania. Please, please, if you have nothing better to do, come see us. And if you do have something better to do, you have nothing better to do. So come see us at Universe Mania. I look forward to meeting, you know, some of my fellow FWWCers there. I look forward to meeting fans and, you know, other wrestlers. It's going to be an off the hook, or as you said earlier, it's going to be lit. It's going to be a great time. And I would say that brings us to the close of our show, and we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank all our We want to thank everyone. Congratulations to our role play of the night, Kronos and BBK. We want to thank our promo of the week, Mr. Cairo, and our milk carton of the week, Mr. Ard Murphy. So we want to say thank you to everyone, and you folks have a wonderful night.
Deuces.